it's Fatima, and welcome back to my talk show. For today's episode, I wanted to share some real advice for freshmen after having some experience myself. I have completed a full week of school, so before we get started, I wanted to share the best of the week and the worst of the week. To start off, The best of the week was when I made a lot of friends and joined a big friend group who is really, really fun and out of drama. And I've also just been focusing on myself. And the worst of the week was when I had to sit through 90 minutes of my history teacher, who is incredibly rude, talking about herself. Anyway, high school is a very diverse place. And it's full of freedom. So my first tip for your survival is to walk on the right side of the hallway. And don't walk slow. People are trying to get to class. Also, don't stand in the middle of the hallway because the upperclassmen will yell at you. This is mainly because once the bell rings to head to your next class, the hallways will be absolutely crammed and no one will have any kind of personal space. So I really suggest you don't wait around for your friends because most people will be walking to class alone anyway. You just gotta notice. My next tip is to not talk bad about other people. Trust me when I say this, but it will spread fast. You're gonna be creating more drama, and it's not nice in general. Just try to stay positive and only speak good things. If you do this, you're seriously gonna know the consequences once you experience it for yourself. Anyways, my next tip is to be on the teacher's good side. This is probably one of the most important tips I can give you because teachers get paid way too little for what they do, and they have a lot of work. And they don't have time to put up with your crap, and you don't have to be like a teacher's pet either. Just be respectful to them and don't annoy them because your grade does rely on them. And from what I've seen, they can actually put your grade down if they don't like you. So be nice to them. Next, I would suggest to join as many clubs as you can, but don't overwork yourself. Or go to football games and do anything you can to get involved. I'm really excited for the homecoming dance in 2 weeks, and I am going to make an episode all about it, so stay tuned. And you are going to be so bored if you don't do anything. You have to join some kind of club, and if you do, you're going to have a better chance of making more friends. Friends is what basically makes high school fun, and being in a club together will help you guys get along better due to your similarities of interest in that specific club. Personally, I joined the Freshman Advisory Board, which is just a ton of freshmen who get together to help out with events, and we are going to be decorating for homecoming dance soon, and I'm about to join a theater club and joined the morning news crew for my school. So I'm joining a lot, but I'm very excited. And since I don't have any kind of experience in sports, I didn't want to join my team knowing that I would suck at it. But seriously, join a club. And if you do have experience in a sport, join a sport team too. It's really amazing and really fun. High school is full of opportunities. Sorry for the interruption, but before we continue this episode, let's hear a word from our sponsor, Anchor. Thank you so much to Anchor for sponsoring a portion of this podcast, and let's continue. For my next tip, I would say to be nice to everyone, and especially, introduce yourself. Oh my god, I seriously cannot believe how amazing this really is. But being on good terms with almost everyone in your class is the best decision you can make. It takes a lot of courage just to say hi to someone, especially if you don't know them and they look, quoted, cooler than you. But they are really nice people there, and you have to overcome that social anxiety and do it. Because in the end, it's gonna be worth it, I promise. I don't go to a special high school or something that's magically filled with nice people. We're probably going to schools that are similar because I do go to a public school. So, trust me on this. As a public school student, I am highly, highly recommending this. And the best time to do it is the first day of school. But it's never too late to do it. Next, I'm gonna go with do not get into fights and do not instigate fights. This is one of the worst things you can do, especially in high school, because that will go on your record. I think it's common sense of something not to do, but this also goes hand in hand with my next tip, which is do not seek popularity. Seriously, don't seek popularity because you're gonna look like a fool. If you're not destined to be popular in your school, then be happy where you are. Don't be fake because eventually your true self will come out and there is always something about people that you can tell when they're being fake. And honestly, you're gonna look really dumb and just cringy. Some people think that getting into a fight will make them popular, but it won't. You're gonna look like a fool. But if you do see a fight, I will suggest to record it with your phone. That's a good way to get some kind of reputation because you recorded a viral event at your school. Another thing is people will talk behind your back, and the best thing to do is just ignore it. This can also lead to fights and bring a ton of negativity in your life. The more you ignore what they say, they will end up getting bored and just shut up. Think of it like you are fighting back because you are making them feel unheard and like you don't care about what they are saying. And like I've talked about being nice to everyone, learn to say no too. You don't have to be Miss Nice all the time. Otherwise, people will take advantage of you. They have to know when they cannot mess with you. Also, when others are talking, just don't give your opinion if no one asks. It's pure annoying and no one really cares. So just don't talk when you're not supposed to and don't meddle in others' business. Next is to dress fashionable. You won't believe it, but people in high school really do have a fashion sense, and it's nothing you'll see in middle school. If you dress basic, you're gonna look so boring and maybe even unapproachable. Don't be afraid to show your inner self through fashion because it's really fun. You're gonna see all types of styles such as streetwear, indie, Y2K, or whatever your vibe is. But don't think you're gonna get judged because it's seriously highly appreciated and it's a way of looking cool without actually trying. I also wanna say that upperclassmen do not care. They don't care that you're the top of the track team. They don't care that you got all A's and your GPA is a 4.0. They usually just see freshmen as babies, so don't try to look cooler or older in front of them. They're just minding their business, and that's what you should do too. Also, don't get me wrong, upperclassmen are cool people. Just don't try to be friends with them as your number one priority because they seriously just don't care. And especially when they're seniors and they graduate, you're gonna be all alone because you didn't prioritize being friends with your own grade first. My next tip for you guys is to bring headphones or earbuds or AirPods to school because you're gonna wanna listen to music all the time probably, and it's really easy to get away with it in class, especially if you have AirPods or Samsung bud things. But if you're walking around the school or at any other moment, you're gonna wish you had your headphones on you. Anyways, those were all my tips for my fellow freshmen or rising freshmen, or if you just want to listen because you like my show. And I hope you guys have an amazing year and stay tuned for new episodes every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern. And I'll see y'all next time. Bye!